Senorita, will you marry me? Or perhaps, said Martina, if you tell me how you would talk to me in the future.
It's story time at the New York Public Library. But not just any story time. This reading took place many years ago, and the reader, Pura Belpré, was the first Latina librarian in the city. Alexandra Starr tells us more.
Pura Belpré never intended to stay in New York. She only came for her sister's wedding. But instead of returning to Puerto Rico, she ended up getting a job at the New York Public Library. In 1921, she started working at one of the libraries in Harlem. The neighborhood had a large African-American population and a growing Puerto Rican community as well. Belpré found the library's fairy tale section stocked with stories from around the world. But
she's like, wait, where's Puerto Rico? It's like, ooh, you know, she really talks about how she felt a sense of loss.
That's Marilisa Jimenez, a researcher at the Center for Puerto Rican Studies at Hunter College. She says Belpré decided to fill the gap and publish folktales she had heard growing up in Puerto Rico.
Children's books have a way of telling you where your place is. That's why when children see that they're not being represented in stories, it's sort of like, do I exist? Am I not part of this story?
Belpré's best-known book is La Cucarachita Martina y el Ratoncito Pérez, or Martina the Cockroach and Pérez the Mouse. In the story, Martina entertains a series of suitors. She asks each how he would speak to her if they were to be married. One of them is a cat.
Meow. Meow.
There's also a rooster.
Kikiriki.
And a frog.
Ba-rum, ba-rum, ba-rum.
The one who wins ba-rum. Martina's heart, though, is the mouse.
Tweet, 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 tweet.
Oh, how lovely, said Martina. It sounds just like music. Yes, yes, Señor Pérez, I will marry you.
Belpré used puppets in her story hours. She also read in English and Spanish. It was the first time that was done.
She's a hero. She's a personal hero.
That's Aurora Cerda, founder of La Casa Azul Bookstore, which is holding a tribute to Belpré's life.
Yay! So that was our first story. And now it's time for us to do some activities. Ooh. So we can make puppets at the table, and you can make your own storybooks at the table. So we're going to take a small break.
When Cerda opened La Casa Azul, or the Blue House, in 2012, it became the only bookstore in East Harlem. She's focused on promoting Latino authors and serving the community known as El Barrio.
She's someone that I think has paved the way for La Casa Azul to exist and really has made it a little bit easier for me, and that I can go to her as a resource for Latino literature and for what we strive to do here at the store.
El ratoncito Pérez cayó en la olla y la cucaracha Martina lo canta y lo llora, lo canta y lo llora, lo canta y lo llora, lo canta y lo llora.
That's the closing of La Cucarachita Martina. It ends on a mournful note. Pérez the mouse ends up drowning in a pot of soup, and Martina the cockroach cries over his body. The image of children hearing her stories decades after her death would have been heartwarming to Belpré, says Marilisa Jimenez.
You know, if you make an impact in a child, it can last.
The American Library Association thinks Belpré made an impact. The highest honor for a young adult writer and illustrator of Latino descent is named after her. It's the Pura Belpré Medal, and it's bestowed in conjunction with the Fame Newbery Award every year. But according to Marilisa Jimenez, Pura Belpré most wanted to be known as the Puerto Rican Johnny Appleseed.
She talks about seeds, story seeds, but to me, the children really were the seeds that she was planting.
For Latino USA, I'm Alexandra Starr in New York.
En una cueva vivo, puedo por las tardes ver la puesta del sol. A veces veo al rey y a la reina pasar.